This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They're World Series champions.
The Dodgers are World Series champions for the second time in five seasons, coming from behind to beat the Yankees 7-6 in Game 5 to take the series 4-1. Freddie Freeman, who hit four homers and drove in 12 runs, was named the series MVP.
This is what we start out to do every single spring training, is to win a championship, and I think it's the hardest thing to do in sports is because you just never know what's going to happen.
Tom Merriam, New York.
Kamala Harris says Americans have to stop pointing fingers at each other. She and Donald Trump are racing through the battleground states.
How do you like my garbage truck?
The showman coming out in Donald Trump on a visit to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
It's in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
Climbing into a garbage truck with his name on the side to draw attention to a comment made by President Biden.
Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself if he knows what he's even doing. And she should be ashamed because she shouldn't let him do it.
Trump and other Republicans have tried to change the narrative after a comedian at a weekend Trump rally disparaged Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage.
I don't know anything about the comedian. I don't know who he is. I've never seen him.
Vice President Kamala Harris at a rally in Madison, Wisconsin.
Look, unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at my table.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Hezbollah's newly named leader, Naim Qassem, says they'll keep fighting in their war with Israel until they're offered acceptable ceasefire terms. Nearly 100 people are known dead now in Spain after fierce flash flooding that they say is the worst natural disaster to hit Spain this century. The number of dead expected to rise. Here in the U.S., it's Halloween. President Biden and the First Lady welcomed trick-or-treaters to the White House South Lawn yesterday. She was dressed as a giant panda. This is AP News. More former cadets are accusing the U.S. Coast Guard Academy of mishandling campus sex assaults. The AP's Haya Penjuani.
Nine more former cadets at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy have accused leadership of failing to prevent and properly address sexual violence on campus and covering it up. The claims come more than a month after 13 former cadets filed similar federal complaints. Those 13 are seeking $10 million apiece in damages. The claims stem from incidents dating back to the 1980s and as recent as 2017. They follow revelations that the Coast Guard kept secret an investigation called Operation Fouled Anchor into sexual assault and harassment on campus. The investigation found that dozens of cases involving cadets in a 16-year period had been mishandled by the school. I'm Haya Penjuani.
Jaywalking is now legal in New York City. Crossing against the traffic light or outside the crosswalk. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.